Lauren is in his fourth year of college. His major is music. His sister says he's very sweet. Lauren loves to have fun, but he's very serious about his relationship with God. Lauren, please come share what you have to say with us.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear, therefore, and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from my fears. They looked unto me, and were delighted, and their faces were not ashamed. The poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamped round about them, and the fear of him delivered them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want in them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eye of the Lord are upon you and the righteousness, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is upon them that do evil and cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of their troubles, and the Lord is nigh unto them and unto them that are of broken heart, and saveth such as be of contrite heart. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, and not one of them are broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. And the Lord redeemeth the soul of his servant, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. That is Psalms 34. Obviously, I am not a public speaker. I haven't ever done anything like this before. So I'm going to try to speak and not just read, but we'll see how that goes. I've been trying to figure out what to say, and I guess I'm going to talk about New Year's a little bit. I guess you guys know it's New Year's Eve tomorrow. So I've kind of been planning out my, not really resolutions, because I feel like none of those get kept. So I'm going to call them plans, I guess. I've been trying to work on maybe picking out specific things to focus on this year spiritually and try to grow in those areas. Let's see. I don't know. Here are some of my goals that I'm going to try to do, and maybe if some of these apply to you, or they might be good for us all to focus on. I want to try to be an encourager this next year. I want to let others know that I love them and that I truly care. We as Christians have the greatest news in the whole world, and we need to go out and tell it and show it on our faces and live a consistent, loving Christian life. And I guess I've been realizing that relationships with others, all of us together and in a church family and stuff, are very important. We need to encourage and help others grow in Christ. We might not all have the same, I feel like I'm saying a lot. I don't know. I'm just going to try to be an encourager, and there's really is something beautiful about the church that is all unified and encouraging and praying for each other. Another one of my goals that I'm going to try to specifically work on is prayer. I want to make sure prayer is a very big part of my life, and that I do it very consistently and learn maybe more how to pray than I have been and study prayer a little more. God has been really answering a lot of prayers in my life, and he's been showing me a lot of how much he cares about me and how big prayer really is. One little trick that I've learned about prayer is I've been like, keep a journal, and don't just keep your prayer requests, but keep your answered prayers. It's very, very cool to see what's happening. Another big one for me is to keep the right perspective. One of my professors quotes Psalms 34:1 a lot whenever something that he doesn't understand or something happens in his life, and it's kind of a way to internalize that we need to keep our focus no matter what's happening. Psalms 34:1 is, unbelievable. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might sin against God. That's not right. I will bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. It's his way of internalizing the focus that God really is good all the time, no matter what's happening in our lives, and we really can trust him, and there is a reason for what he's doing in our lives. I don't know. I guess I would just like to encourage you guys to come up with goals for the year and try to figure out what maybe our strengths and weaknesses and capitalize on those. And I'm going to work on scripture memory and some other things, but I don't know. Let's just try this next year to really focus on God and growing closer to him and maybe to each other a little bit and encouraging and praying for each other.
We're going to have another special remembrance song tonight by Marissa and Dolan. Take them to sing first.